This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Continuing Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Yevamos, the best Masechta. And we have to finish up the bottom of Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The three lines from the bottom of the Gemara is a Shaili Boiluhu. The Bnei Yeshiva had the following Shaila. Masa Shecholtzu Beinoi Lebeina Avroi Uba Maisaf Nei Rebbe Kiva Beis HaAsurim. The Mishnah says there was a story that they did Chalitza in the prison, and the story came before Rabbi Akiva. So the words, in the prison, is that where the story happened, or was that where Rabbi Akiva was? Because we know in the end of his life, Rabbi Akiva was in prison. So the in the prison, is that going on where the Chalitza took place, or is that going on where the story was brought to Rabbi Akiva? So do we say the story happened outside of prison and was brought into Rabbi Akiva in the prison? Or maybe Masa Shecholtzu Beino Lebeina Bebeis HaAsurim, or maybe the Chalitza took place in the jail and it was brought to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says the answer is yes. Yes, the answer is yes. In other words, both things happened in jail. The Chalitza took place in one jail and the story was brought to Rabbi Akiva in another jail. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Bebeis HaAsurim Haya Maisa. The story happened in jail, Bebeis HaAsurim Ba Maisa, and it was brought to jail. Tana Rabban, the rabbis taught Chalitza Mutas Kshera. A Chalitza that was mistaken is kosher. So what is the Chalitza that's mistaken? Ezu hi Chalitza Mutas. What is a mistaken Chalitza? Amar Reish Lakish Kol Shoimrim Loi Chalitza V'Kachata Koin. So we have a guy, he doesn't want to do Chalitza. He wants to antagonize the woman. He wants to keep her stuck. There are people like that. There are people who just like to bother other people. So that he wants to trap her. So we tell her, he doesn't want to release her. And he's not a really good guy. So in other words, let's say he's an inappropriate Yavam. So we say, you know what a mistaken Chalitza is? We tell him, do Chalitza. And by giving her Chalitza, you're going to marry her. You'll marry her by giving her Chalitza. He says, sure, I want to marry this woman. So he goes to the bezin and they say the psukim, and she removes the shoe and she spits. And he says, wow, that was a beautiful wedding. And he said, wedding? You just released her. That's a Chalitza Mutasas Kshera. He had no intention to release her. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, what are you talking about, Anishayna? But didn't I learn, Bein Shneskaven Huvelin Eskaven Nahi, whether he had Kavana and she didn't? Bein Shneskaven Huvelin Eskaven Hu, whether she had Kavana and he didn't. Chalitza Sapsula, it's a Pasuk Chalitza Ashi Eskaven Hashem, until they both have Chalitza Ke'achad, both of them together. Ve'ad Amr Chalitza Sakshair, and you say mistaken Chalitza is kosher. If mistaken Chalitza means that he didn't know he was releasing her, he thought he was marrying her, how could that be a good Chalitza? We know that's not a good Chalitza. Ella rather, Kosha Oimrim Loi Chalitzla Amanasha Titan Loch Masayim Zuz. But rather, you know what a mistaken Chalitza is? We say to him, you know, you don't want to release her? Tell her, I'll release you on condition you pay me off. Tell her that. And then he gives her the chalitza, and then he tells her, no, pay me off. And she says, no, I don't have to. That's a mistaken chalitza, where we convince him it's worth it. She'll buy her freedom. So he says, all right, I like bothering people, but I like money better. So I'll give her the chalitza on condition she pays me off. And then he gives her the chalitza, and she doesn't have to pay her off. Now the question is why? Rashi's bothered, even though he doesn't give it to her, it's a kosher chalitza. Why? Because where do we learn out Tanaim from the Tanai B'nai Gadim B'nai Ruvin? Moshe Rabbeinu says to B'nai Gadim B'nai Ruvin, if you lead the Jewish people over the Yarden and you fight their wars, I'll give you Transjordan. And if you don't lead them, then you don't get Transjordan. So that is the paradigm of the way Tanaim are supposed to be. Now, one thing we learn is from the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven is they were acting as shluchim on behalf of part of their sheva that stayed behind. That means any time you make a tanai, it has to be something that's the maisa could be carried out through a shliach, and chalitza cannot be carried out through a shliach. And since chalitza cannot be carried out through a shliach, chalitza cannot be carried out through a shliach, and therefore you cannot make a tanai in chalitza. And therefore the maisa is kayam, the chalitza is valid, and the stipulation that you made is invalid. Because we learn out stipulations from the B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, and there it was something that could have been done through an agent. Anytime you have something that cannot be done through an agent, you cannot make stipulations. That's why you could marry a woman with a stipulation, because you could get married through a shliach, so you could get married through a stipulation. There's a big kasha in halacha, by the way. You know, let's say the tanai of the Avnei Nezer. You know, if you're running late the night of the Seder, so you make a tanai. If the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, so then I'm going to eat the afikoyman now, and I can eat after. And if the halacha is like Reb Akiva, I have the whole night. So the kasha is, you can't eat the afikoyman through a shliach. So if you can't eat the afikoyman through a shliach, how are you going to make a tanai? That's the kasha of the Hart Svi on the Avnei Nezer, based on this Gemara. The basic answer is that when it comes to doing a mitzvah, you don't have to be able to make it tonight, but that's a discussion for a different time. That's the reason why you don't have to fulfill the tanai, because it can't be done through a shliach. Tanya Nami Yochi learned in a braisa like this as well. Chalitza mutas kashera. Chalitza that's mistaken is kasha. Ezuhi chalitza mutas. What's a mistaken chalitza? Kosha oimrim. Anyone that says chalitza to chalitza teramanasha titen lach, on condition that they give to you masayim zuz. Umaisa v'isha achas is a story about a woman. Shenafel fnei yavam. She fell before a yavam. Shein hagun la. He was not fit for her. He was too old, or he was handicapped. Va'amru lai, and they said to him, they wanted to release her. Chalitza menashatin locha masayim zuz. Give her chalitza on condition that she give you 200 zuz. Ba'maisav ne Reb Chiya, the story came of her. Reb Chiya v'hechshira, and Reb Chiya was machsheret. Okay, so that's. There's basically, we discussed so far two cases. If you were told, give her chalitza, and by doing so you'll marry her, that's not a good chalitza, because you didn't have kavana to release her. But if you gave her chalitza on condition you're going to get something, where you're mechavin to release her, but only on condition that she give you something, then it's a good chalitza, but she doesn't have to give you anything. Hahuda asa l'kamed Reb Chiya bar Abba. Somebody came before Reb Chiya bar Abba. Amar la, he said to her, Biti Amoidi. So somebody came before Reb Chiya bar Abba. So Reb Chiya bar Abba said, Biti, my daughter, Amoidi, get up and basically do Yibam. Rashi says, Amoidi, v'yisyabni lai, do Yibam. Amra lei, she said to him, Ima, the mother, meaning her mommy came with her. You know, it's very daunting to go into Beis Din with Yibam. Not usually, this woman brought her mommy with her. So the mommy said, Yeshivasa zuhi amidasa. Her sitting and desisting from Yibam is what gives her standing and a future. Meaning the mother said, this ain't a good idea for her to do Yibam. It's better that she doesn't do Yibam. Amala. So Reb Chiya bar Abba said, why, you know something about the guy? Yadale, you know something about him? Amrale. The mother said, sure, in Mamainu de Chazala. He's only marrying her for the money. That's a recipe for disaster. He just wants to eat up her money. I don't want a guy marrying my daughter for money, because he's going to spend that money so fast that it ain't going to be good. Amar la, so then Reb Chiya bar Abba says to the woman, Loi nichalach? You don't want the guy? Amar le, she said, Loi. No, I don't want him. Amar le, so Reb Chiya bar Abba said to the guy, Chaloitzla. Do chalitza v'kachat akoinsa, and by doing so, you're going to marry her. Labasa de chalatzla, after he did chalitza, Amar le, ha, tricked you. It's true, we said that if you're not mechavin, it's not a good chalitza. But remember, anytime it's a chalitza pesula, you can't do yibam afterwards. In other words, chalitza pesula makes it that you can't be meyabim her, you have to then give her a good chalitza. That's what Reb Chiya bar Abba's plan was. Meaning, give her chalitza, even though he was not mechavin, but a chalitza psula nevertheless assers her to him. So that's what his plan was. Hashta minach ifsala. Now she is puzzled to you. Chalitza chalitza maliyasa. Now give her a good chalitza. Ki heichi de tishtere la'alma. So that she should be mutter to the veltarain. This way she would be mutter to the world. That's the story. So in other words, we're sort of qualifying what we said before. We said before, if you're tricked into giving chalitza, thinking that's how you're going to marry her, it's not a good chalitza, but it's still a chalitza psula. How do we balance our obligation for MS verse tricking in these situations? It's a gavaldig akasha. Ayin bedasikena mibalei atoisis in parashas toldois that Yaakov Avinu tricked Esav in getting the birthright. He tricked him. He knew that Esau is vulnerable. So was it right that Yaakov Avinu said, okay, Esau, I'll give you food, you give me the birthright? That's trickery. Says the Das Akenim, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim. From here we see you're allowed to trick someone to rescue a Sefer Torah. So the laws of MS, we had a gewaldige thing on Shabbos. We said over from Rav Schwab, where does the word MS come from? The word MS is a combination of Midas HaRachamim and Midas HaDin. Aim is the ultimate Rachamim. That's why a child is born from a mother, and born in the mother's womb is Rechem, Rachamim. The ultimate Midas HaDin is Meis, Misa. The confluence of the two is Aim, Meis, MS. So MS is the balance between, you know, different values. So sometimes the path of MS has to be sometimes veer a little bit. Okay, but apparently,
why didn't Rav Tzia tell the Yavama just to spit?
Because he didn't want to spit. He wanted to marry her and eat her money.
No. If the Yavama spits, then she can't do Yibum.
Why didn't he just say spit at him?
That's it.
And then what? Then it's a...
And then Rabbanan Lukuli Alma, he can't do Yibum to her, and he must do Chalitza.
Okay, good. What does it mean, do Chalitza to her? Doesn't she have to do Chalitza to him? B'chla, what does the Gemara mean that he said? It means let her do Chalitza, no?
Right.
So, I mean, why didn't he...
The whole sugya, right, the Daf Kufhei, by the Yavama, side point to Bikiva, side point to everybody, at least the Rabbanan, once a woman spits, She's also to him and to the brothers.
I hear a good question. What do you want to say? Why didn't he just say spit? Okay, good question. We'll think about that. Bas chamua derapapa nafla lefnei yavam. The daughter of the father-in-law of Rapapa. Basically, her papa's sister-in-law fell before Yavam, Shein Hagenla. He's not fit for her. Also, Kamei Abayi. So they came before Abayi. Amar Lei, Abayi said, Chaloitzla, give her Chalitza, Uvekachata Koinza. And by doing so, you marry her. So Rav Papa objected. Amar Lei, Rav Papa, Lei Sarvel Amar Lahad Amar Rav Yochanan. Don't you hold that which Rav Yochanan said, that if someone is not Mechave and it's not a good Chalitza? So Abayi said, so what should I tell her? Amar Lei, Chalotz Amar Shadin Lachem Asayim Zuz. Tell her that you'll do Chalitza on condition that she'll give you 200 Zuz. The Basar the Chalitz, after he gave her Chalitza, Amar Allah, he said to her, Zil Havliya, go give him. Abayi said, go give him. Abayi says, you have to give him. Abayi told her, you have to give him the money. But the t'nai is, you can't make a t'nai in the chalitza. A very interesting Rashi. Even though you can't make a t'nai in the chalitza, nevertheless, you accept it upon yourself that you're going to pay him for the chalitza. So even though if you don't give the chalitza, it's still a good chalitza, you are obligated to fulfill your tnai, Rashi says, like schiros. Now this is, you know, very fertile ktsois and nasivos territory. Think about what's going on over here. Abaye is saying, okay, I understand that if she doesn't give the money, the chalitza is still good because you don't have to fulfill a tnai on something that you can't do through a shliach. Nevertheless, she basically said, do me a favor, mow my lawn, and I'll pay you. So if you tell somebody, mow my lawn, and I'll pay you, and after he says, after he mows your lawn, could you say, well, do we have a document? Do we have a certified agreement? So guess what I mean? You told me to mow your lawn, and you told me you're going to pay me. So anytime someone provides a service for you, and you tell them to provide the service because you're going to pay them, you're obligated to pay them. So she said to the guy, give me chalitz and I'm going to pay you. So very nice, if she doesn't pay, the chalitz is still valid, but she hired him to do the service. That's how Abaye looks at it. A very interesting explanation of Rashi. She's obligated to fulfill her rental. So Rav Papa said, no. You're allowed to say, I was just joking. In other words, there are situations in life that are pressing. In order to get what you need, you could sort of say, do X, Y, and Z for me, I'll pay ya. You know, let's say the people in Ukraine, could they tell, let's say someone wants to escape from Russia. Could they tell the Russian, hey, you, Mr. Russian, I give you 77 ruble and you smuggle me out of the country. And then, you have to pay them the 77 ruble? No, you don't have to pay. You know why? Because he's obligated to save your life. And if he's obligated to save your life and you have no other way to get it without pulling a shenanigan, you don't have a hischaivus of payment. It's a klal and dine mamonos. That you may have to pay, like, the basic service, but the extra, in other words, let's say you tell the Russian guy, I give you 5 ruble and you pull me out. He says, no, I'm gonna extort money from you for doing this. He say, yeah, gazuntehe, I'll give you 1 million ruble, get me out. He gets you out, you give him the smaller price. In other words, if the only way you could get something crucial is by fibbing your way through it, then that lie does not create a hischaivus. You could say, I was just joking. That's the clown. Amar Leh, Rav Papa said, Meshata Nibucha of Dalei. What she's doing to him is saying, I'm joking with you. Mi loy Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Hare Shaya Barech Beis Asurim, you're running out of jail. Baisa Ma'avra Lefanim, and the guy on the ferry is in front of you. Va'amar Leh, and the guy says to the guy on the ferry, Tol Din of Havireini. I'm going to pay you an exorbitant amount. I can give you a dinar. Cross me the river. Once he crosses the river, you only have to pay the regular fee. You don't have to pay the higher fee. You know why? Alma, we see Amar Leh, you could say the guy, Meshata Nibucha. I was just joking. I need to get out of jail. Hachanami, the woman could say, I don't have a hiss. I didn't rent you. You're Einoy Hogun. You're not fit for Yibam. I had to get out of the situation so I could offer money and then later say I was just joking. So basically, Rav Papa got Abaye twice. First Abaye said, why don't you tell her, do chalitza? Why doesn't she say that to the guy, give me chalitza on condition, as a way to marry me? So Rav Papa slugged that up. That's not a valid chalitza. Then Abaye wanted, then the recommendation was, say, give her chalitza on condition that she pay you. And to that Abaye asked, well then you're obligated to pay as a rental, as a schiros. And again, Rav Papa says back, nah, this is a joke. You could say I was just joking. So basically Rav Papa keeps on beating Abaye, on the serve. So Abaye said, well, how do you have so much free time to be so smart? What, you have parents or something that take care of your needs? I don't have parents, Abaye says. Why are you so smart? Your daddy and mommy take care of everything for you. So Rav Papa says, Amar Leh, Avuchecha, Abai says to Rav Papa, where's your dad? Amar Le B'Masa, my dad's at home in the village. Imachecha, where's mom? Amar Le B'Masa. So it caused a certain jealousy in Abaye. Abaye sort of looked at the good fortune of Rav Papa, and he gave it some type of ayin hara. Yahav Bahu Eine V'Shchivan. Abaye contemplated the state and the matzav of Rav Papa. Rav Papa's father and mother passed away because of it. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Chalitza mutas k'sheira. A mistaken chalitza's kosher. Get muta pasol. A mistaken get is pasol. So mistaken chalitza is, I give you chalitza on condition you give me money. If you don't give me money, it's kosher. I give you a get on condition you give me money. If she doesn't give money, it's a pasul get. Why? Because a get you could do through a shliach, and therefore you could do it through a tanai, and the tanai has to be fulfilled. Chalitza mu'usas psula, a forced chalitza is pasul. Get mu'usa kosher, a forced get is kosher. So Zgmar, hey chidam, what exactly are these cases of being forced? If the guy says, I want to give a get, or I want to do chalitza, afilu chalitza nami, then the chalitza should be a good chalitza, because at the end of the day, he consents to do the chalitza. If he says, it doesn't say I want, so then the forced get should not be a good get. Get nami loy. Says Gemara Hachi Kamar. Chalitza mutas la'olam kasher. A forced chalitza is always good. Because it can be done through a shliach. V'get mutah la'olam pasul. A forced get is always pasul because it could be done through a shliach. Chalitza ma'usas v'get ma'usas, a forced chalitza and a forced get, zimnin kasher v'zimnin pasul. Sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's pasul. When is it kosher? It's kosher if when we force him, he says, Roitza ani, you know what? I want. Ha doloy amar roitza ani. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, a similar thing, that by karbonos, it says, Yakriv oisai. Sonus chai v'karbon, he brings it close. Malamit shekoifin oisai, we see we force him. Yachal bal karchai, I would think you do it against his will. Tamid loymar lert soinoi, with his consent. Ha ketzad, how do you force a guy and yet he consents? She malamit she koifin oisai, ad she yoymer roitzani bar karbonois. We force a guy to bring a carbon until he says, I want. And by get, we'll force him until he says, I want. And by chalitza, we'll force him until he says, I want. So the famous question is, what do you mean you force him until he says, you want? But you forced him. So obviously he didn't want. He's saying he wants because you're beating him over the head. You're smacking him, right? You're taking a club with nails. You're banging him on the head. And he says, I don't want to give a get. I don't want to give a get. Bung. Okay, I want to give a get. Yeah, of course he wants to because he doesn't want to be concussed again. So the Rambam famously says, well, really deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's just the Yetzirah as superimposed, he tries to persuade a person not to do that. So once you beat the guy, it knocks out the Yetzirah, so you go back to the inherent inclination that he has to want to do the right thing. That's what we say by Karbanos, that's what we say by Gittin, that's what we say by Chalitza. Next little shtickle. Rava Amar, Amar Rava Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna. Rava san name Rav name Rav Huna. Choltsin afal pisha in makirin. We let someone do chalitza, even though we don't know who the yavam and yavama is. They come in front of the court. We don't know that this yavam is really her yavam and she's the yavama. We don't know exactly who they are. We let them do chalitza. Mimoanin, we let a woman do miyun afal pishin makirin, even though we don't know who she is. So since Bezin will preside, even though we don't know their identity, therefore when you write the document that chalitza was done, and the document of miyun was done, the edim can only do so if they recognize the yavam and yavama and mema'in. because they can't rely on the court, because the court could preside even if the court does not recognize them. So therefore, therefore we do not write a get chalitza, elam kein makirin, unless we recognize. We ain't kaisin get mion, and we don't write a get mion, elam kein makirin, unless we recognize. Why de chayshinon lebezden tayin? We're worried that Bezdin made a mistake because they're allowed to preside even though they don't know who he is. But Virava Dide Aimer, Rava himself says, Ein Choltsin Elam Kemakirin. Bezdin cannot preside over Chalitz unless they know exactly who they are. Vein Mimanin, Bezdin cannot preside over me and Elam Kemakirin unless we know exactly who they are. Therefore, you're allowed to write, the Edim could write the Shtar that a Ged or a Mian was done, even though they don't recognize, because we don't have to worry about a Bezdin making a mistake, because Bezdin could only preside if they recognize. Lefika Koisvin Ged Chalitza, therefore we write a Ged Chalitza, Afal Pishein Makirin, even though they don't recognize, the Koisvin Ged Mian, we write a Ged Mian, Afal Pishein Makirin, Veloi Chayshinan LeBezdin Tayin, we do not suspect the Bezdin will make a mistake. Okay? My Rabbi, thanks everybody for joining. Wishing you all bracha v'hatzlacha and a wonderful night.
The article brings down an interesting case of if somebody goes to a doctor and says, mm-hmm. I pay you a lot of money for your services.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.